Today's gospel is a combo pack, two stories in one. It's basically about a contrast that we see. Now, I would like to compare the two people. The first was a person asking for the life of another. The second was a person who was losing her own life. The first was someone who was very prominent during that place. The second person was someone who was not even regarded, who was shunned away. The daughter of Jairus was 12 years old, and the lady had a hemorrhage which was 12 years old. Now it is found that anyone who was found to have the flow of blood was regarded as impure, according to the book of Leviticus chapter 15, and they would be sent to the red tent where they had to live in isolation. When we find the first person, the lady whose name is not even mentioned in the gospel, she was a person who came into the community. She was actually living in isolation, but she left the isolation and came into the community, touching the people around her in order to touch Jesus. She was a person who came out of her comfort zone. The second person, or rather the daughter of Jairus, was a person who was living in the limelight because she was the daughter of the official of the synagogue. So she was pretty famous and she was living in the limelight. And in order for Jesus to heal her, she had to leave the community and move into isolation, something which was very much different. The last thing is, there was a miracle which took place privately with regard to the lady with the hemorrhage. She had a private miracle, but she had a public testimony. The official, whose name was Jairus, made a public request, but his miracle was private. It was only in the room in an isolation. The common thing of these two stories, my dear friend, is that Jesus touched both of them. There was the healing touch of God. When the people were ready to move out of their comfort zones, Jesus reached out and touched and healed them. Now, a lady with a flow of blood or a dead body is always considered as unclean or impure. And the touch of Jesus makes something which is unclean, clean. The question for us today, dear friends, is how do I want Jesus to touch me today? The second question would be, how can I touch another person so as to give God to them? May God bless each one of us.